Artificial intelligence will act as a bias amplifier for the left and for the Google executives. Is being unbiased a myth? A presentation in coordination with Black Tulip Studios. Bias is inescapable for everything limited or for anything with a point of view. What composes bias? Three things. Number one, what sources will you pull from? Number two, how do you organize those sources? And number three, how do you emphasize or weight those sources? Humans pull from a bunch of sources. These include, albeit not exhaustively, a person's history, geographic origin, demographic profile, tradition, experiences, intuitions, reason, religious text or their worldview, economic concerns, and political ideology. A person cannot escape these sources of influence and still remain human. Someone might contest, quote, someone doesn't have to have a political ideology, end quote. Someone might say the same thing about economics. I find both objections dubious. Even if we imagine a tribe utterly distanced from all political ideologies as we know them, we would still find a hierarchy, organizing principle, or other governing taxonomy. Economics, you say, that same tribe will have a scarcity of resources, will need to find resources, will need to organize those resources, will need to entrust resources here or there, and we'll need to keep a keen mind on gathering resources for survival. It is an economy, and there are economic concerns. To believe being neutral or unbiased is possible is to be manipulated. We even see that Google, trying to create some AI that does not, quote, use discriminatory language or hate speech, end quote, is either willingly or unknowingly falling for the false narrative that being unbiased is possible. The word discriminatory just means to tell a difference. In this broad sense, I discriminate between red and white when I look at a flag. Let's say that AI, as risky as it is actualized. The fundamental components before any self-driven learning of what is hate speech and what is discriminatory language will be determined by the programmers or the executives at Google. It is eerie thinking super elites determine what these mean, and that these elites' suppositions will be embedded in an arguably undying AI. Perhaps we see that Google programmers do understand that unbiased is not possible, because they focus on AI not using language or speech that is discriminatory, which does not tell us if an AI is discriminating or not. It only tells us that its speech is designed to obscure whether the AI discriminates or not. How would it be possible to exist if people did not tell a difference or did not discriminate in the world they exist in? Discriminating that a cliff edge is not a bed of grass is important, I would imagine. The point I am making is that we are manipulated when we believe anyone can be non-discriminatory. Importantly, the very narrow original sense of not discriminating based on someone's skin color is achievable. What not to miss, though, is that you are discriminating for an attitude of skin color acceptance while discriminating against an attitude that tells a difference or discriminates on the basis of skin color alone. Thus, even to successfully not discriminate based on skin color requires the use of discrimination, albeit a discrimination applied to your self-conscious attitude. Said differently, to be a non-discriminating person in regard to skin color requires discernment, which also means to consider and tell a difference. Therefore, someone can be non-discriminatory in very narrow applications, but that person cannot exist without telling a difference across the range of life. What am I getting and where am I going with all of this? Abandon the false narrative that non-discrimination or unbiased is achievable. Don't drink the deceptive Kool-Aid. The media discriminators, those who discriminate against some news while discriminating and allowing other news, also known as the mainstream media, are selling you a false narrative, designed to mislead you from seeing what is really being shaped. The real narrative is about those biases excuse me, the real narrative is about whose biases should be codified into the AI, into the news cycle, into corporations' policies, for instance, like wokeism is right now, and into our educational institutions. Example, you're a bigot if you discriminate between male and female, but you're a virtuous saint if you discriminate negatively against persons holding a traditional binary view of gender while discriminating for those holding non-binary as a positive. Discrimination happens, bias happens, bias is inescapable. Stop trying to be unbiased. It is a red herring. The real battle that the lefties understand so well is who can get their biases endowed in the framework of culture first. It isn't about being unbiased or non-discerning, i.e. non-discriminating. That is a narrative they sell the right to keep them occupied with an unachievable task while they solidify their discriminatory preferences and biases into culture. Discriminating based on skin color is evil. To fail to discriminate based on character, morality, or religion is even more evil. Artificial intelligence, if they go that damning trajectory, will be lecturing you about your speech, about your behavior, and about your biases. The AI will perhaps, until it learns that it is impossible to escape bias, but the AI will perhaps chide you, advising you to adopt more unbiased speech. What directive will you really be being sold and told to do? The artificial intelligence is really directing you to act like and speak more like the Google executives, to adopt speech that fits the worldview and discriminatory preferences of those elites. Know your biases, test your biases, challenge your biases, control your biases rather than letting them control you. Then test your enemy's biases, inspect them, challenge them, and decide whether your bias is better than their bias. That is the battle. How does God's point of view on things fit into this? I'll write something up on that soon. Prime Theologian.